Dexterously, Poirot steered the conversation away from the drink question. Had her manner been very peculiar on this particular day? At lunchtime, for instance? No, said Lady Westholme, considering. No, I should say, then, that her manner had been fairly normal. For an American of that type, that is to say, she added condescendingly. She was very abusive to that servant, said Miss Pierce. Which one? Not very long before we started out. Oh, yes, I remember. She did seem extraordinarily annoyed with him. Of course, went on Lady Westholme, to have servants about who cannot understand a word of English is very trying. But what I say is that when one is travelling, one must make allowances. What servant was this? Asked Poirot. One of the Bedouin servants attached to the camp. He went up to her. I think she must have sent him to fetch her something, and I suppose he brought her the wrong thing. I don't really know what it was, but she was very angry about it. The poor man slunk away as fast as he could, and she shook her stick at him and called out. What did she call out? We were too far away to hear. At least, I didn't hear anything distinctly. Did you, Miss Pierce? No, I didn't. I think she'd sent him to fetch something from her youngest daughter's tent. Or perhaps she was angry with him for going into her daughter's tent. I couldn't say exactly. What did he look like? Miss Pierce, to whom the question was addressed, shook her head vaguely. Really, I couldn't say. He was too far away. All these Arabs look alike to me. He was a man of more than average height, said Lady Westholme, and wore the usual native headdress. He had on a pair of very torn and patched breeches. Really disgraceful they were, and his puttees were wound most untidily. Well, anyhow, these men need discipline. You could point the man out among the camp servants? I doubt it. We didn't see his face. It was too far away. And as Miss Pierce says, really, these Arabs look all alike. I wonder, said Poirot thoughtfully, what it was he did to make Mrs. Boynton so angry. They are very trying to the patients sometimes, said Lady Westholme. One of them took my shoes away, though I had expressly told him, by pantomime, too, that I preferred to clean my shoes myself. Always I do that, too, said Poirot, diverted for a moment from his interrogation. I take everywhere my little shoe-cleaning outfit. Also, I take a duster. So do I. Lady Westholme sounded quite human, because these Arabs, they do not remove the dust from one's belongings. Never. And, of course, one has to dust one's things 3 or 4 times a day. But it is well worth it. Yes, indeed, I cannot stand dirt. Lady Westholme looked positively militant. She added with feeling, the flies in the bazaars, terrible. Well, well, said Poirot, looking slightly guilty, we can soon inquire from this man what it was that irritated Mrs. Boynton. "'To continue with your story.' "'We strolled along slowly,' said Lady Westholme, "'and then we met Dr. Gerard. "'He was staggering along and looked very ill. "'I could see at once he had fever.' "'He was shaking,' put in Miss Pierce, "'shaking all over. "'I saw at once he had an attack of malaria coming on,' said Lady Westholme. "'I offered to come back with him and get him some quinine, "'but he said he had his own supply with him.' "'Poor man!' said Miss Pierce. "'You know, it always seems so dreadful to me to see a doctor ill. "'It seems all wrong somehow.' "'We strolled on,' continued Lady Westholme, "'and then we sat down on a rock,' Miss Pierce murmured. "'Really, so tired after the morning's exertion. "'The climbing—' "'I never feel fatigue,' said Lady Westholme firmly. "'But there was no point in going farther. "'We had a very good view of all the surrounding scenery.' "'Were you out of sight of the camp?' "'No, we were sitting facing towards it.' "'So romantic,' murmured Miss Pierce. "'A camp pitched in the middle of a wilderness of rose-red rocks.' "'She sighed and shook her head. "'That camp could be much better run than it is,' said Lady Westholme. "'Her rocking-horse nostrils dilated. "'I shall take up the matter with castles. "'I am not at all sure that the drinking water is boiled as well as filtered. "'It should be. "'I shall point that out to them.' "'Poirot coughed and led the conversation quickly away from the subject of drinking water.' "'Did you see any other members of the party?' he inquired. "'Yes. The elder Mr. Boynton and his wife passed us on their way back to the camp. "'Were they together?' "'No. Mr. Boynton came first. He looked a little as though he had had a touch of the sun. "'He was walking as though he was slightly dizzy.' "'The back of the neck,' said Miss Pierce. "'One must protect the back of the neck. "'I always wear a thick silk handkerchief.' "'What did Mr. Lennox Boynton do on his return to the camp?' asked Poirot.